Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, January 25th. Happy Resurrection Day. I hope that you're having a wonderful Sunday. I admit that today, which is Thursday, I'm recording in advance. I'm tired today. I need to fight for desire to be in God's Word today. I was reminded this past week in a Bible study that we are to feast on God's Word, that it is food and we come to eat. So I pray for you and I pray for me today that as we approach God's meal for us, that it will be a satisfying one, that it will be a nourishing one, that perhaps it will be one that convicts us, but in the end, it will bring richness. We're going to be reading from the Message paraphrase this week just to mix it up. Notice I said it was a paraphrase. It's not a translation. It's not word for word from the Greek and the Hebrew. Eugene Peterson took the Greek and the Hebrew, and he came up with a paraphrase that would be helpful for people in his church who had not read the Bible previously. I find it to be helpful when I need to mix things up a little bit in my Bible reading. So we're going to do this for a week, and I hope you enjoy. Our first reading today comes from 1 Corinthians 7, 17 through 24. This is the sermon passage. And do not be wishing you were someplace else with someone else. Where you are right now is God's place for you. Live and obey and love and believe right there. God, not your marital status, defines your life. Don't think I'm being harder on you than on the others. I gave this same counsel to all the churches. Were you Jewish at the time God called you? Don't try to remove the evidence. Were you non-Jewish at the time of your call? Don't become a Jew. Being Jewish isn't the point. The really important thing is obeying God's call, following his commands. Stay where you were when God called your name. Were you a slave? Slavery is no roadblock to obeying and believing. I don't mean you're stuck and can't leave. If you have a chance at freedom, go ahead and take it. I'm simply trying to point out that under your new master, you're going to experience a marvelous freedom you would never have dreamed of. On the other hand, if you were free when Christ called you, you'll experience a delightful enslavement to God you would never have dreamed of. All of you, slave and free both, were once held hostage in a sinful society. Then a huge sum was paid out for your ransom. So please don't, out of old habit, slip back into being or doing what everyone else tells you. Friends, stay where you were called to be. God is there. Hold the high ground with him at your side. Lord, we want to come to the text and say, okay, how do I apply this today? But your word is living and active and breathing, and we just want to take it in. We thank you, Lord, for the call to live and obey and love and believe right where we are. Right where we are, Lord, help us to be the kind of people who have decided to hold the high ground with the Lord at our side. Psalm 15 in the Message is very interesting. It's unique, and I can't wait for you to hear it. God, who gets invited to dinner at your place? How do we get on your guest list? Walk straight, act right, tell the truth. Don't hurt your friend. Don't blame your neighbor. Despise the despicable. Keep your word even when it costs you. Make an honest living. Never take a bribe. You'll never get blacklisted if you live like this. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Psalm 15 gives us some gentle reminders of what we should be doing as disciples of the Lord, the character He calls us to, a people who walk straight and act right and tell the truth, who don't hurt our friends with our words, who don't blame our neighbors. We need to keep our mouths shut, and we should despise that which is despicable. As our pastor Wayne said last week, is it helpful what we're watching, what we're listening to? We need to keep our word, even when it costs us, not take bribes, and have an honest living. And as it says in 1 Corinthians 7, verse 24, we should hold the high ground with the Lord at our side. Don't you think that's the kicker? That's the ticket? That's the reason? And that's the only real way we'll be able to live according to God's word is through the power of His Spirit, which is at work in us. Romans coming back to us again. The beautiful gospel of Jesus Christ, His redemption, His restoration, and His reformation of who we are for His glory. Will you pray with me? Now, as I pray, I'm going to kind of pray through Colossians 1, 11, and 12, using the message as my guide. Oh, Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters that you would give them wise minds and spirits attuned to your will, and that they might acquire a thorough understanding of the way in which you work, O Lord. I pray, Lord, that we would all live well for you, that we would make you proud of our work in your orchard. I pray today for those who are listening that they'll have the strength to stick it out over the long haul. Not the grim strength of gritting your teeth, but the glory strength that God gives. I pray all of this through the strong and matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.